You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with David Harris from Five Valleys Talking Newspaper. Hi, David. How are you? Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Jennifer. I'm fine, thank you. And it's really great to have the opportunity to speak with you today on RNIB Connect Radio. Thanks for inviting me.
Can you tell me a little bit about Five Valleys Talking Newspaper and when it started?
Five Valleys Sounds was started up actually back in 1982, so a long time ago. I wasn't working with the group in those days, but we're still proudly working on producing a weekly talking newspaper for people in the Stroud area, which is known as, well, Stroud in Gloucestershire. It's known as the Five Valleys because of the five river valleys that meet up in Stroud.
How many volunteers and listeners do you currently have?
So we have about 35 volunteers who do various jobs, reading the newspaper, administration, technical work, like producing the recordings and distributing them to our listeners, who number roughly 45 addresses, although some of those go to more than one listener because they're sent to residential care homes where we might have a number of people listening to the same edition.
What physical formats is the newspaper available in?
We send out our newspaper every week on a USB stick, which then can simply go into a player, which we provide to our listeners. The players and the newspaper are all provided free of charge to the listeners. So most of them receive it in this physical format on the USB stick. But we do also have the newspaper online, where it's available via the British Wireless for the Blind Fund, who have a website and app. And they enable all those newspapers, actually, including ours, to be accessed via smart speakers such as Alexa.
What features of interest are covered within Five Valleys Talking Newspaper? And do listeners get the opportunity to contribute any suggestions or feedback?
What we do is every week we buy a copy of the local newspaper, which is called the Stroud News and Journal, and we select about 20 stories from the newspaper. Varies depending on what's in the newspaper, of course. So these typically cover local news, some columns written by local personalities such as the local MP or the mayor. We also cover what's on events which are listed in the newspaper or reports of events that have recently happened. In addition to the news stories, we also include about 10 magazine items which are sourced from national publications. So these are items of more general interest, like short stories or articles about the countryside or places to visit, which might not be local, but they're just of general interest. So that makes up a balance of the magazine. Our listeners could always get in touch with us via our phone line to leave feedback. And we do also proactively reach out to listeners from time to time. You know, every 6 months or year, we might call one or two listeners just to ask them how they're doing. Have they got any suggestions? So we always welcome feedback on the contents of the newspaper.
What is your role within Five Valleys Talking Newspaper?
Well, I'm currently the chairman of the committee and the trustees, but more importantly, I am part of the team of producers who produce the newspaper. So the way we work is we've got currently four producers. We take it in turns. When it's my week to work on the newspaper, what I'll do is buy the physical paper that we use for the source of the news stories, select stories, organise them ready for reading, and then I'll run a recording recording session whereby different readers come in. We always like to provide at least 4 readers per edition so that our listeners get an interesting mix of voices to hear. So the readers come in and I give them their stories, supervise that and record them onto the computer. And from all those recordings, I put together the week's edition, which is then ready to be duplicated and distributed.
How can people get in touch to learn more about Five Valleys Talking Newspaper?
The best thing they could do would be to telephone us on 07882672647. We can also be reached on email at fivevalleysounds, that's digit 5, valley sounds, all one word, @gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page. So if you look for Five Valley Sounds on Facebook and then message us, that would also work. We really love having more listeners, or of course, anyone listening to this who wants to help us in some way with volunteering is also welcome to get in touch.
Thank you so much, David, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.